On this team, we fight that itch. On this team, we tear ourselves and everyone else around us to pieces for that itch.
Coming in at 320 kilobytes per second, it's time for Maddie C's Sports for you and me.
Punches.
Oh, but a nice knee bar attempt there, but Condon able to slide out. And that's the danger going for leg locks.
Ooh, yeah, it's very big much shots. Dangerous in MMA. Leg locks are great.
Big shots.
In jiu-jitsu, but leg locks are great in jiu-jitsu, but sometimes going for that, you know, you have a situation like this where you end up losing position and getting beat up.
And you're in an awkward position here where you're not, you don't have your half guard retained.
Yep.
But Condon is able to kind of shield Dillahaye's right leg over him.
Brutal. And it's it. That is it. Jack Condon. It was an absolute beautiful.
And
all right, everybody. Maddie C Sports for you and me. I got a special guest here. Bro, you just keep tearing up everybody that gets in your way. Right here, Jack Condon. This kid. Dude, I have to just say, you come into Cage Titans, you do your work, and you get out. And it's just unbelievable to see. How are you doing on this lovely, weird 70-degree day?
I know, right? It's awesome. I went for a run this morning, got a few miles in. Definitely a little bit tougher now that I'm, like, pushing 200 now, having enjoyed food for a whole another week. But, you know, we're going to get that weight back down pretty quickly. But, it was a great day. Got some work in. And, just been celebrating the win and enjoying being able to be a little bit less disciplined, you know.
Are you still feeling, like, the high after the win?
I mean, it's tough to really say that, right? Like, whenever you first bump into people, like, they're always going to kind of bring it up. But for me, it's kind of like, I don't know, I don't want to like focus too much on something that's already happened. I kind of want to be, you know, focused on keep bettering myself, keep moving forward. What's the next thing? You know what I mean? So, try not to stay too high too long, you know?
Right. And, your fight against Paul Teague was excellent. A good first pro debut. So how do you assess yourself? Are you not really like that, or how did you feel your performance was last Saturday? Yeah,
I mean, it happened really quick, so there's not a whole lot to look back at. I would say critically, when he had that like footlock on me, I thought he was going to let it go because he didn't have the knee, so I figured that the subs that you're going to get off that position are usually going to be like heel hooks or knee bars, right? Mm-hmm. And he's too low on the leg. So I thought he was going to let go and we're going to stand up, but he kept diving for it and stayed on the leg. And I kept trying to pull out and he got me down off of it, but I pop right back up. And then from the clinch there is where I started landing the knees and elbows that ended it. Critically, I mean, I definitely could have ground and pounding him from there to get rid of the ankle lock a little bit sooner. But, you know, other than that, like I said, it went by pretty quick.
You could say critical, but it was critically acclaimed on the other side of it, me watching you.
Yeah. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. And like I said to people, you know, there's certain fighters I have to get out of the interview room to go see fight, and you were one of them that night. And it only took 46 seconds for me to have to watch, so it was good. then I got to interview then, so that was cool too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, I feel like I'm very consistently explosive out there. So when, you know, guys leave an opening, I'm going to see and going to capitalize on it. So just, you know, winds up being quick and hopefully fun to watch.
Oh, absolutely. And when you had him against the fence, man, I was like, I think he was like done just in that point. Like when you had him against the fence, he just seemed like all the air got out of him and you were just, that was it.
Yeah, I think once I landed the second knee, he really shelled up and kind of went into shutdown mode. You know, when he really kind of turned his back a little bit, that's when I started throwing the elbows, and he went down from there.
Yeah, it was excellent to see. And, you know, every time I see it, it's like a party coming to see you fight, honestly. And after the fight, you know, everybody goes down to the wharf and they go down to the bar and come see you. And yeah. It's like, I was like, oh, hey, good job. I don't know if you remember seeing me there, but you're just mobbed, dude. They're, like, it's like unbelievable. And somebody asked me, he's like, well, you think Jack will have another shot? I said, he's right over there. Go ask him. I'm like, he knows what he can do. And they were asking me about what you do, and I'm like, I'm just a podcaster, man. I know, like, I see him fight. I've seen you fight since you fought Bob Homer.
Yeah, it was my third Emmy. Yeah,
and at that time you were I thought you were getting on the rise, and ever since you've blown up here at Cage Titans. So I mean, how's that feel? Like, you just come in here and everybody's just like, oh, it's Jack, he's out, he's coming.
Yeah, I mean, it feels good to, you know, see things building and progressing just based on the amount of work that I'm putting into it, right? Like, camps are really tough. Super regimented with my diet for the full 8 weeks. Having it really dialed down to get the weight where I need to be, you know, getting down to 170s. I'm not cutting crazy amounts of weight, but it's not an easy weight for me to get to too, just given my frame. So, you know, I have to be super, super disciplined with the strength conditioning, the diet. You know, I'm training all different aspects of the sport 6 days a week, pulling double sessions after work and stuff like that. So to be doing that consistently now for a couple of years, and to have, you know, each fight be a win, and to keep going up from, you know, talking about my fight against Bobby Homer, that was my third AMI. Then after that, to get the title, to defend it, and now to go pro, it's definitely very rewarding to see all the work that I've put in over the span of the year, you know, of the years, continue to build, and it's only going up from here, man.
And honestly, it is, just because I say, like, I watch from, you know, the opposite angle. I'm not the fighter, but I'm watching at the same time, and it's like, dude, like, this kid has something going, like, because I see, like, just how you fight is like, it's like you're 10 step ahead of your opponent. Like, you're already in that point. And you think, like, the training in Lakeville really helps that a lot, you know, fighting with helping with Miguel and stuff like that?
Yeah. So with Lakeville, like, I've been there since I was 8. Like, I started martial arts there, period. You know, I was one of the kids doing Taekwondo and Jiu-Jitsu there. So I feel like I've been in every position so many times for so many years to where, you know, I can just flow in there, and I can be steps ahead of my opponent because I've just been in those situations so many times. And then when it comes to Miguel, yeah, like when we first started training together, his style is sort of like kind of opposite to mine, where he's just volume. He's just in your face, wearing you down. I'll kind of not sit back, but I fight a little bit longer, kind of snipe a little bit more, use a lot of different weapons, and he's just going to get in your face and box. So, you know, to have somebody that pushed me in the way to get my cardio up to the level to where it really needed to be to compete with anybody in the division was great. So, yeah, I mean, obviously a bummer that, you know, he's out and injured, but, he's been my main training partner for the last couple of years.
Oh, he's a great dude, too. Funny, funny dude.
Yeah.
I hope he gets back into it for sure.
I think he was worried at first when he had the injury and it was emotional and all, but, you know, talking to him now and hanging out with him, he's coming back. He'll be back for a second.
Okay. Because it was like, I didn't know what to, so he put that post, like you said, he was emotional, like, I might have to retire. And I'm like, is he joking or is he like serious? Like, I know, like he said, like, I need to look out for my future life. And I was like, oh man, is Miguel dropping out? Like,
no,
it was pretty crazy to see.
Yeah, I feel like when he said it, he meant it. And I don't want to put too many words in his mouth, but
no,
it was just kind of like, you know, when you find out you're going to have surgery and you're going to be out for this long. I mean, I don't know. I haven't had that happen so far. Luckily, I had an injury that put me out for a few weeks, but, you know, it's nothing like, and even that is kind of like, oh man, you know, what's going to happen after this? I'm sitting out. So you just, you know, you're not doing anything. You're not training. You're just bummed generally. So yeah, I mean, for him, I'm sure it was like tenfold, you know, but he'll be back. He'll be back in bed.
Shout out to you, Miguel. You're a good shit.
Yeah.
So like, do you guys like cross, train with like, Lozon and things like that? I know you guys are, you both gyms are pretty close with each other.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I'm always at Lozon's on Saturdays for the team training. And that's, you know, I feel like taking me to really a whole nother level, getting me the high level rounds I needed with the best guys and the best pros in the area, really, you know, five fives on Saturdays, every Saturday through camp. It's like, and then doing the wall work and the grappling work after that with, like I said, the best guys in the area, that will get you good pretty quick. Cause you know, the first few weeks are first times you're there, you're getting pretty beat up. But then, you know, you just keep putting in the hours, keep putting in the days, and you start climbing and climbing to the point where, you know, you're hanging in there with these guys, you're beating guys that used to beat you. So it's, that's definitely been a big part of my growth, I think.
And it shows, like, cause the both gyms are so talented in their fight game. You guys got so many fighters there. Lozon's got so many fighters. I mean, do you guys even work with Red Seal over there too?
I don't personally, but I know, you know, there are some guys that train at Red Seals that come to Lozon's for the team training.
Gotcha. And my next thing is, when's the next fight? Are you fighting end of the year type of deal, or are you going on January card?
Early next year. I don't know that I'm going to do January, just because I'd have to literally hop right back into camp.
Right.
I kind of like to have the holidays and just a little bit of time off. But then, yeah, card after that, whether it's February or early March, I'm down.
So you want to enjoy Thanksgiving. That's what it's about.
Yeah. I want to be able to eat.
I know a lot of fighters, their biggest thing is they cannot enjoy a Thanksgiving. So it's like, you got everybody in your family, like, mowing like a whole ton of delicious food. And you're just like, well, what, I guess I'll just have salad and some protein or
turkey and peas. Like, give me some potatoes.
hook a guy up, please. So how's it felt like?
So,
just...
yeah, I'll be glad to.
Oh, I'm sorry. You were saying.
No, you're good. I was just saying, I'll be glad to be.
I hear you. Well, I'm sorry that I've had the Thanksgivings that you haven't had.
Oh, it's sorry. All good.
So with the fights you had with Cage Titans, has it been like a great place to, you know, show your stuff?
Yeah, it's super easy working with Mike Pulvere. Their whole social media team does a really good job with, you know, promoting me and making content where, like, I don't really have to, because I don't really have the time, and I'm not really, like, generally too much of an Instagram guy. So, like, they make a lot of the stuff that I can just kind of reshare, and it's all really high quality. And then in terms of the venue itself, Plymouth Memorial Hall, dude, there's nowhere better around. There's
no,
really
no.
It's for fitting 2,000 people, the energy that small building can encapsulate is just nuts. Because, you know, with it being multi-floored like that, it's just a bubble of energy. It's so cool to be inside and a part of. You know, you really feel all of it. The walkout's good. You know, everybody gets to see you on that stage, and it's not a long walkout, but you know, comparatively to a lot of other local places, it's good. And yeah, it's just a great place to fight for. And I really do feel like it has the best talent pool out of the guys in New England. So yeah, just always been great fighting for Cage Titans.
And the awesome thing, you know, I'm on the media side of it, as you know, but the thing with that is, you know, for the fight stuff, like, Mike does it from a family aspect. Like, every fighter, win or lose, is a family member. Yeah. Media, family, everything. Like, that's what I love about Cage Titans. I've been doing it since Cage Titans 50. So this was my sixth card, and I loved every single one of them. It's always fun. It's always cool meeting you guys and stuff. And, you know, it's just a great atmosphere. And it's just like... I don't feel like, you know, I'm not talking down on any other promotion, but I feel like it's so friendly to every single solitary person in the building, the vendors, the media, you, like everybody. And it's cool because like we all like work together to get a great thing going.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it really does feel like it's a community, and like the brand just seems to be growing so quickly and getting better every single show. It's awesome to see.
Yeah, and I mean, it helps to see you win, man. It's always a good time to see you win.
Yeah, it definitely helps.
And what was great about the last card was you and Valdina. Oh, actually, no, you, Valdina, and Hassan Graham debuted, and you all won. And you guys have been really clocking into work at Valdina for a very long time. So, I mean, it's great that to see progression with you guys. I'm like, Jesus Christ, I've known these guys for a long ass time and I didn't even know it.
Yeah. And like I said earlier, it's only going higher from here. I mean, yeah, same with Valdina. I definitely know he's putting in the work at Lozon's. And I don't train with Hassan Graham, but you know, he seems like he comes out to bang every single time. And yeah, he's a guy where it's like, you know, as a heavyweight, you don't have to have as many fights before you start getting shots. So it's like, yeah, he's definitely a guy that could be leading the charge with, the sort of like next class that we have coming up that, you know, we've got a good crop that is potential, you know, UFC talent, I feel.
I agree. There's a lot of high caliber talent, and I don't know if he'll be on the January card, so I won't rule it out. I want to see you there, but if you don't, it's cool too. But I think that card is going to be stacked too. It always is, but I feel like a lot of a lot of guys are going to come out of the woodwork.
Yeah, hey, it'll be fun. Like I said, I'm really leaning towards the card after. Mm-hmm. But like you said, they're always stacked regardless.
Yep. And my final question to you, Jack, is there anybody that you're looking out to either throw against, or is it just whatever comes at you, you're going to go after?
Whatever name Pulver gives me right now is what I'll go after. You know, I'm going to keep taking steps up the ladder and keep building from there. But I haven't got a name for you right now, you know?
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, I can't wait to see you again, man. Jack, it's always an honor to see you at Cage Titans, and thank you for finally coming on the show. I know you're a busy man. Everybody's after you, man.
Yeah. Well, thank you for having me. Good time, Matt. Appreciate it.
All right, everybody. This is Maddie C Sports, and check out Jack at the next Cage Titans event or UFC or wherever he's going. This dude's dangerous, man. All right. Thank you, everybody.
Thanks, guys. Thanks, Matt.
Thanks for watching Maddie C Sports for you and me. Make sure to follow Matty Cameron on Twitter at MattCameron23 or follow him on Instagram at MattyC23 or subscribe to his YouTube channel, Matty C Sports for you and me. Once again, thanks for watching.